أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the qualities of the believers, the muttaqeen, that they believe in the unseen, the in Allah ta'ala, life of the qabr, life of the akhirah, which are the absolute essentials for a person's iman, without which a person does not have iman. If he does not believe in the maghibat, in the things that we cannot see. And as far as the ibadat are concerned, the namazes, they establish and perfect their namazes in every way. And then as far as the akhlaq is concerned, and this is also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala, that they spend from that which Allah Ta'ala has given them. And when a person does spend that, and here also there is an indication that a person, a true mu'min, is that person who always keeps aside money to help the poor, the destitute. And when a person does that, helping the poor, the orphans, the widows, seeing to the needs of the Muslims, everyone loves such a person. His akhlaq becomes very great. And by spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, in other ayats of the Quran, Allah explains, Allah purifies the character of a person also. His islah and tazkiyah takes place when he spends in the path of Allah, because generally for a person to part with his wealth is very difficult. Every person loves his wealth, though it is not really his, it is an amanat which Allah has given him. But he takes it as his own, and to spend it he finds it difficult. But when he does this, Allah rewards him also tremendously. Allah gives him the purity of his character. Then here now Allah Ta'ala explains another group of the believers of the Sahaba. The first group that were discussed till here are those Arabs who had brought Iman, and who were the Arabs who were there in the Arabian Peninsula. Now Allah explains the Ahle Kitab, those people, the Jews, Christians, who were also there and they accepted Islam, like Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and many others of the padres of the Jews and the rabbis of the Christians, those who believed correctly before, and they brought Iman on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. So Allah says with regard to them, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ. اور وہ لوگ جو ایمان لائے اس پر کہ جو کچھ نازل ہوا تیرے طرف. And those people also, Allah says, well, that means the other group also, they also are the muttaqeen, they are also the righteous who believe in all that what was revealed to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ. Or uspar ke jo kuch nazil hua tujhse pehle, and they believe on that also which was revealed before you. That is the true Torah, they had correct beliefs. The Injil, they had correct beliefs. So they believed in the correct kitabs of before. And in the hadith we read that those people will get a double reward. They believed in the kitabs of before also correctly, and they believed in that which was revealed to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. So they have got, so to say, in a sense, double hidayat. So their reward is also double. Also, this double reward is that when a person has got his beliefs, and he like these people who believed correctly in the Torah and Injil, and then to change and to believe in something else is also a great effort, because many times the family doesn't accept also. Like today also, there are many rebirths where only one member of the family has accepted Islam, the rest of the family does not accept. For that person to live with his family, he must. The command is he must still be good, especially to his parents, though they are non-believers. So they get a double reward. They go through much more mujahada, One person is in a Muslim home, everyone is Muslim, and all understand the laws of Islam, and they accommodate everyone on the laws of Islam. But that one person who is in a family or in the whole community, as we see with our local people when they accept Islam, what a great challenge they face. In the family, nobody had halal, haram food is a great, great thing. Those people have no concept of parda, man being separate, woman being separate. They just can't understand that a person doesn't want to drink alcohol, a person doesn't want to listen to music, etc. What great challenges they go through. And we take it all for granted in our community, in our homes. But these people go through a very, very great challenge. And to change over also is a great challenge. To leave especially those people who believe in their ancestors and believe in the wrong beliefs, to give up all that and to come to a new set of beliefs which by Allah's fazl, they are convinced in their heart it is the right thing, so they do it. But still they go through great, great challenges. So the double rewards for such people. And in today's time also it is, and in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we just think like Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just because he accepted Islam, what tortures he had to go through. And not only Hazrat Bilal, but many, many other Sahaba. One of the Sahaba, when he accepted Islam, a young boy, his parents make him stark naked. And he was a boy that was given the best of clothing. Nobody dressed like him in Makkah Sharif. Whenever new clothes would come, like new fashions we would say, his parents would be the first to buy it for him. But when he accepted Islam, they stripped him stark naked and he had to leave everything behind. So what challenges they go through. Whereas for us, if our boy becomes a Hafiz, he's blessed with gifts and what ni'mat he's blessed with. And for them, when they accept Islam, which is such a great thing, this is what they get in return, that they are stripped of everything. So Allah says that there are great, great rewards for these people. وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And another great quality of these people, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Or, آخِرَةَ كُوْ وَيَقِينِ جَانْتِ هَيْ. One other great thing is, which is very important, that the person has the full yaqeen. And this is mushtarak. It is when the believers, the Arab believers, and with the Ahl al-Kitab. But that we believe in the Akhirah. And that it is always in their mind, and whatever they do, they keep the Akhirah in mind. That is this going to be beneficial for me in my Akhirat or not? Contrary to the non-believers, that they don't think of Akhirat at all. For them it is only this dunya, and they just look at the benefits of dunya, what they call success as far as dunya. From here we can understand also what success is for a believer and for a non-believer are two completely, not only separate things, but opposite things. For a believer, success is of the akhirah, not of this dunya at all. To have ease and comfort in this dunya is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But really our object and our criteria must be the akhirah. And for the non-believers, their whole object is this dunya. But very sadly, each one of us, all of us have to think whether we haven't made also dunya our criteria. That if a person is successful, so to say, in this dunya, then he's successful. And in our minds also, akhirat hardly really features. But the true believers, all the time their concern is of the akhirat. They think of the akhirat. Today if somebody passes away also, we are sorry that he has died, now he has left the world. But we don't think, what is this akhirat? What is this qabr? What is the akhirat? That is the most important. All the time we make du'as also for a long life and for others also long life. We don't make dua for the akhirat of a person or our own akhirat also. And here Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُمْ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And they've got full yaqeen all the time, it's in their minds, the akhirat. And everything revolves around the akhirat. Whatever they do, it is with regard to the akhirat. But today we think of immediate relief, that how can I sort this problem out, that problem, what did the deen says, what sharia says, what akhirat the consequences will be, we hardly think of it. So there is also a very important thing, and Allah says this is common between the Arabs who brought Iman and the Ahl Kitab who brought Iman also. A person of true Iman is always concerned, and his foremost thing is Akhirah. And this dunya, no matter, he can live a life of 100 years or more, but he understands this is very temporary. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, the lowest level of an alim, being an alim and having knowledge, is that he has the conviction that this dunya is absolutely nothing. Until then, he's not even an alim. So we also have to see whether this dunya is a major thing in our lives, or whether akhirat is the object of our lives. May Allah guide us. The Quran has come for our guidance. May Allah Ta'ala let us be guided and work towards making our iman according to deen and according to the teachings of the Quran and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.